Hello and welcome to Metal Vice, a podcast where we talk about all things music.
Well, the things we care about.
That's right, which is mainly metal music and live music. I'm one of your hosts, Brian, joined with the other host,
Karen.
And it's a encore episode we're doing.
Yes.
We've only done like a handful of these, not too many.
Right.
We have one that's done, I think, edited. We just need to post it. Eventually, maybe it will get done. I think we've even brought that up on other episodes several times.
We need to post this?
Yeah.
That episode.
The Detroit like encore shows for
We haven't ever posted that?
I don't think we've posted that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll post it when they're starting their tour soon, so we should post it too soon.
We should definitely start. Like I said, I think it's edited, so yeah, we should definitely post that.
Any hurdles?
But this one I think we're going to call 420 FOMO, and we're going to release this on 420, which is a Saturday this year in 2024. And the reason we're going to do this sort of FOMO episode or whatever the fuck it is, there's like four shows in the Chicagoland area that day, that night.
That we want to go to.
Yes, that we want to go to. Yeah, there's four we want to go to in the Chicagoland area on 420 this year. And in this episode, we're going to talk about what ones we choose and how we choose when something like this happens. Pretty simple. The first one that's announced. That's sort of how we do
it.
But the reason we do that is because of how tickets are sold. And I want to start by talking about that process a little bit. And for me, anyway, there's three main ways of buying tickets. There's the regular sale.
Pre-sale first.
Well, so there's pre-sale, the regular sale. And I guess the third way would be the secondary market. I guess you can win tickets sometimes and
tickets. Other ways to get tickets,
but those are the main ways that we buy our tickets and acquire our tickets. The Forge, I know, has sent out emails where, like, if you want tickets to tonight's show, email us. We have extra tickets.
Yeah.
We'll be walking out of a show and they'll hand us ticket stubs. Like, this is we haven't sold tickets. The Rave does this.
Yeah.
We got L-Storm tickets, free ones in the mail after we had already bought them.
We had already went to the show. Or we were going to the show that Friday,
But the caveat there is, depending on the number of people who show up, you might not get in with that particular type of ticket. But the three main ways of buying them, pre-sale, regular sale, and secondary market.
Yes.
Pre-sale and regular sale are very similar, really. Like, pre-sale is just before it goes open to the general public. You usually have to have, like, a code to get
in. Right. But there's so many ways to get codes now. Like, you can get credit card codes. You can get venue codes. Like, KnotFest always sends out codes. Well, not always, but...
Yeah.
Sends out codes. Or, like, fan codes for the band.
And so this is the thing we started doing, because tickets we saw, this was back in 2019 or so.
Yeah, 2018, 2019.
Yeah, because we started our own shared email for tickets only.
Yeah.
Where when, like, we signed up for a bunch of fan clubs, a bunch of newsletters from bands, newsletters from venues, and we all had, like, this shared email just for concerts only. That's all we're using it for. But that's where venues will send out codes. The fan newsletters will send out codes. If somebody announces a tour and you're not, like, a member of their mailing list or something, you don't get a code. Sometimes you can go on Instagram and they'll have them.
Yeah.
I've done that in the past where you go to the headliner, click their, like, story or their, like, little post, and they don't have a pre-sale code listed. But if you go to one of the other openers, they'll have one listed. It's like, oh, fuck it, I'll use this code. I don't give a shit whose code I use. Reddit will also have them sometimes. Sometimes people will get them in the mail or in the, like, emails and whatnot and post them on, like, Reddit, for instance. But other times your pre-sale code is unique and tied to you, so it's only, like, a one-time use. But it's, like, Lamb of God, Leviathan, I think, was, like, L-O-G-L-V.
Yeah,
24,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, and I guess there are the shows where, like, I think it was Beyonce was one of them, where we actually signed up to try to get tickets for our friends.
Yep.
But that is, like, a unique code to you.
Yep.
And it was, like, a lottery. If you were chosen, you can buy tickets.
Exactly.
So, but most of the shows we go to are not that way.
No, Metallica may have been that way for the 40th.
That
was a unique code.
Yeah, I'm saying most of the shows. Yeah.
There's definitely a few out there, but most of them.
I guess Headbangers, the first time was that way for us because we had to wait for, like, our time to get called. It wasn't a code, but it was a time or something.
I think there was a code associated to it, or maybe you had a time. I can't remember that whole process, how that worked.
But anyways, we don't need
that. But that's pre-sale. And then, you get your code, you go in the particular day or whatever it's open. Typically, tickets go on sale, like, on a Friday or Thursday.
Yeah.
Of the week, and then,
like, pre-sales Thursday, general public's normally Friday.
But there's different pre-sales. So, like, there's venue pre-sale on, like, Wednesdays. Tuesday is band pre-sale. Okay. Thursday is XYZ pre-sale.
But Friday is normally the day that tickets go on sale, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I thought it was Thursday, but it seems to be Friday more and more.
Fridays.
at 10 a.m. local time, almost always.
Yeah, generally.
Which is why we post our episodes typically at 10 a.m. Like, that's sort of like the...
The joke.
That's when you get your tickets.
Yeah.
So 10 a.m. Central Time where we live, that's when the episodes go up because of... That's when tickets go on sale. Yeah. 10 a.m. I think so. I think Friday, and then we just picked Thursday because, like, we figured, why not throw our episodes up on Thursday? I can't remember the whole...
I can't remember either. Why that's, we chose that's that. A couple weeks ago. Or a couple weeks, oh my gosh, a couple years ago.
But then you, after that, like we said, on Friday, you have your general sale. Anybody can get in and buy the tickets at that point. Both of these options, one of the things that's really frustrating for me anyway when I'm buying tickets is you don't know the price of the ticket before you even log in. Oh. You have to wait till the day of to buy the tickets.
So not always.
Almost always you do.
Oh.
You kind of have to guess. If it's like a venue, a smaller venue, like...
Reggie's
or the Rave, they might have them listed right there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Announced. Is like a not on the announcement, but like on their website, it has it.
But if you're buying through Ticketmaster, Live Nation, I think even AXS is the same way. There, you don't know the price up front.
Okay.
So you kind of have to go and you kind of have to know. And this is sort of why when we do our reviews of the concerts, I like to throw out what we paid for tickets, just for transparency in terms of, like, here's what this particular seat cost. Typically, we are doing GA seats, or standing
room. Yeah.
A few times we'll do, like, seating seats, and we'll call that out on the episode and whatnot. But regardless, like, you don't know what the price of the ticket is going to be. And also, tracking this information long-term, I think we're going to be able to, like, notice, all right, this venue... You can expect to pay X, Y, Z.
Yeah, yeah. I think I really wanted to start tracking it because we have all our old ticket stuff from, like, 2005, and it's really fun to go back and be like, oh, my gosh, we got into a concert for $24 or $37.
That's the other thing, too. It's just fun to look at and be like, holy shit, we sold Slipknot for $29?
Right.
What the fuck?
Right. And now it's like, or and then, like, say 20 years from now, we can look back and be like,
right.
Oh, we saw a show for $56.
But also, like... Looking at Korn just announced in Tinley Park, and we looked to buy tickets for that, and the pit was $280.
Yeah.
That's about what we paid probably for Disturbed last year.
Disturbed was $180.
$180, okay.
Yeah. And that was a lot for me.
Yeah.
Even though it's a band that I really, really enjoy seeing their shows, but...
But it's very few bands who will post the prices up front. Dead & Company is doing their Sphere shows this summer in Vegas, and... They were sort of the same way where they didn't announce the prices, I think, the day they announced it. But a couple days later on the website, they at least had the seating chart up with what everything was.
Oh, okay.
So you didn't have to go through any apps or anything. But it wasn't, like, as it was announced, but it was prior to logging in, you could see what the prices are. Yeah. And it's still up right now. If you go to their website for, the Sphere thing, it's still, like, up there showing you what the color-coded and seating prices are.
I see.
So I really like that, but... Again, when you buy tickets, they're not listed as what the price is going to be. And even... When you see the price of $79.99 or $79.50 or whatever the fuck the tickets are, that's not including the fees. I know they talked about last year doing away with the hidden fees, but that's a bunch of bullshit.
That's bullshit, yeah.
Because the fees are still there, so you can expect to tack on another...
I think it's when you...
30-40%.
Like, get to checkout and now shows the fees, and it's not when you get to, like...
I think originally it was supposed to be...
On the ticket price?
On the ticket price, but Live Nation said they would only do it for... A select handful of their venues. They weren't going to do it for all of their venues, just a small number of them. I think it was like 200 of their venues that they were going
to
do it with.
I guess in my mind, when there's a ticket announced, I'm always like, add $40 to it.
Exactly.
For so like an arena show or a big
if it's
show
an $80, like if it's an $80 ticket, you can expect that they're going to be $120 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the other thing too. Like I said, when we were tracking these ticket prices, we know you go to the Aragon, you're going to spend $80 a ticket. $120 a ticket, whatever the band's going to be, that's probably what the price is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, you could get shows there for $40.
You can, yeah, but like...
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, you can start to like figure out what venue is going to be and what the price is going to be. So that's one reason I like to track it and also like just present it out to people because, again, you don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah, and I think it's also kind of, I mean, when we do the podcast, I don't necessarily like talk about ticket prices. You go into it a little bit more than me, but for me, it's just like, you know, we saw a show for $20, like, or this one was a little bit more expensive, but it kind of shows like we are going to a lot of shows or we try to go to a lot of shows, but we don't always spend hundreds of dollars at a show.
Yeah. I mean, there is that. You can get music regardless, like, you can go free shows all the way up to the most expensive shows, right? Yeah. But again, like, there's not that transparency, and that's sort of one reason I wanted to do it. But it's designed that way, I think. Like, it's to drive up that FOMO, because once you get in and you see your price, there's a little ticker up.
Yeah, like, I have 4 minutes. Yeah.
To buy your ticket and get it. But even though you have it in your cart, if you don't get that fast enough, it's going to sell out potentially.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes they don't have the countdown and it just sells out.
Yeah.
With it in your cart.
Yeah. So it's very frustrating. And the system is designed that way to create FOMO, to make you log in, get your ticket, don't think about it. Just, if you don't do this now, you're going to have to use the third option of buying tickets, with these resellers.
Yeah. Which I think that's where pre-sale comes in a lot, is like the FOMO aspect, where they're like, here's a special code, so be the first to buy.
I take it more of like, this is my first opportunity, that if they sell out during the pre-sale, now I have general sale as well. Okay. So I approach it as, I need to get it as early as possible. That way it doesn't sell out, because I don't want to buy on reseller.
That's almost what I'm saying. Okay. Is like, buy it now. Like, here's your little special code, so go get them now.
But yeah, then there's that third way we talked about, where, you know, it's a secondary market. So, you know, fuck that shit. This is so goddamn annoying when the show sells out.
I don't like buying on the third market, the secondary market. I almost said third party tickets. So I think that's why I almost said third.
Oh.
Just because, you know, somebody bought that ticket for $100 and now they're selling it for $300 or whatever.
Yeah.
We have done it before for some special shows where we wanted to go when they're sold out or something like that. But most of the time I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
That definitely varies for me. If it's a show I desperately want to see, and that's the only option, maybe that's what we do. And that's what we did for SNM2.
That's what I was going to bring up, is SNM2 is, you know, like, we did buy secondary market tickets for that. We paid a shit ton of money for them, but
I still think that's like the most expensive show we've ever been to.
Yeah, if you don't count the boat.
But that's like price per ticket. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, I mean, definitely. I'm not counting the boat for that, so it is the most expensive show we've been to. But I would not trade that for anything. So, I mean, that's where that kind of comes in. If it's a very, very special show that you want to see, fork over the money. Now, I would not pay $10,000 to go see Taylor Swift at Soldier Field.
No, but somebody would.
Somebody would.
I would pay 100%. I'd pay $10,000 to see Zeppelin.
I was going to say Led Zeppelin. That's your one band to go to.
I would pay out the ass to see that. Yeah. Like, it's all your personal preference on what you'd like, what the market, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. But in my mind.
And that's the point of.
I was just making an example, I guess, of. Yeah. I personally wouldn't pay that.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. But that is sort of the design of the secondary market, right? It's these sold out, so we're going to sell them for what people will pay. And to some extent, cool, I get that. But I hate the people whose job it is to buy tickets and resell tickets, like the actual scalpers. If we bought tickets to a show, I think we've done this. We do it with Cubs tickets. We'll have tickets to a Cubs game, and we sell the tickets for whatever the
market rate is.
Whatever the prices are. So if it's $70 a ticket, we'll lower ours below that to try to sell ours.
Yeah. Any money's better than no money.
Exactly. That's sort of our point. But we're going to stay within that range.
Yeah.
And we'll lower it as time goes on. So sometimes we'll sell our tickets for more. Sometimes it will be less. Most of the times it's a lot less.
Yeah. But we don't, like, when we go to concerts, there's only been a couple times where we've bought more tickets than what we need. And it's because, like, friends were going to go or somebody, you know, like, somebody said, oh, yeah, I'll go. And then they end up not going. Green Day, for example, 2020. I mean, that got postponed. But we bought tickets for a friend. Two tickets, and then they moved out of state.
So
they weren't coming back to see the show. So we sold them before COVID happened, I think.
Yes, we did.
And we sold them for the market rate, though. We weren't like, here's $400 for them. It was whatever that section was going for. That's what we sold them for. So we weren't like, you know.
So, I mean, it's
money.
I hate scalpers. We shit on scalpers. We've done it. But I mean, it's weird. It's a weird situation. Like, I hate when fucking people do this. But again, we've done it.
Done it like twice.
Yeah.
We haven't, like, we don't buy, like, we don't go on the website and say, oh, we're buying 8 tickets and then we're going to sell them. Yeah. We buy 2 tickets and
I guess we could sell them for what we paid and not try to make any money whatsoever.
Yeah, that's true.
And to some extent, I think that's what we did with the Green Bay is we got Green Day.
Were they just the price that they were selling for?
We sold them like $50 more to cover the fees.
Oh, right, because Ticketmaster takes the fee. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where we're not going to go out there and try to make a fuck ton of money off of it.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll, whatever we paid, say $200 a ticket, we'll then tack on $25 or $30 an extra per ticket to cover the fees that Ticketmaster is taking, which again, they don't give a shit about bots buying up tickets and reselling them because they're taking a fee off of that, both on the seller and the buyer, plus the fee for the original one. Like, it's such a goddamn scummy, scammy bullshit thing.
Yeah.
So that's why we try to get tickets on pre-sale. And if we can't do that regular sale, if it sells out, we'll watch the secondary market. Because I do remember once growing up, and I don't think we ever had to do this, but my dad wanted to go see Jimmy Buffett at Wrigley Field. Bought tickets to that show. Paid the extortionate prices. Then as it got closer and closer, people weren't selling the tickets. So they lowered them below, like, even the face value of the tickets to try to sell them. So that's what we do sometimes, is we do look for...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, all right, it's the day of the show. Yeah. What are tickets going for?
We should have went to Tool that one day for $25.
Right, exactly. So something like that.
No, we did that, though, with... What was that show that we saw last year for $25?
That was Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
But that wasn't pre-sale. That was regular sale.
Oh, really? The tickets were just $25?
Tickets were $25. Oh, so Wrigley was cheap. I don't know if it was the band, the night, the heat. I don't think it was the heat because they were selling this for a while. But it was like that cheap. Like, we were literally in the last row of the venue.
Yeah.
But that's sort of the ticket buying process and how we go about it, or sort of our take on it. Which does drive how we buy and pick shows, because the first show that is announced that we want to go to, when the pre-sale happens, we will buy that ticket afraid that it's going to sell out and we have to buy secondary.
I don't necessarily... So you always say afraid. Some shows I'm afraid that it's going to sell out. Sometimes I'm just like, let's get the tickets bought so that we can put it on our schedule.
Okay.
And that's how my mind normally is.
So you're more of like, block this off to like... Yeah. We're now booked this day. We can't do anything else.
Yeah, but there are some shows where I'm like, okay, we try to buy tickets to Carrie King at Reggie's.
Yeah, yeah.
You were up, or you were logged in at 10 a.m., had two in the cart by time you checked out.
I don't know if it's the cart necessarily. I went where I selected two tickets, selected will call, said purchase, and then the screen refreshed and like sold out. So I don't know if that technically is in your cart or not or what.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, like, we were in the process of buying
You were
them.
In the process and it sold out. Whatever. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
I don't know. But that was a show that I was like, hey, like, we even had a calendar reminder, everything to be like, make sure you do this at this time. There's been Metallica shows that we've been like, make sure you do this at this time.
Yeah.
The boat.
Obviously, the boat was that
it's
way.
Like, make sure you get in at your time, whatever the case is. Other things is just like, oh, Way Tour is going to be in Chicago. So make sure that you, well, Way Tour is sold out though.
So that's the thing. I get what you're saying is, like, there's some shows you can kind of look at and be like, there's no way this is selling out.
But then they do.
They do, because they do it all the time. There's one coming up that Dying Wish is going to be at.
Oh, yeah.
I think at Concord.
Is that over?
No, I think that's still... No, it's still coming up. It's on a Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
There's a soccer game going on as well.
Okay.
But we missed the announcement for that, went back to try to buy them. On the website, they're listed at $40 a ticket. Yeah. You click on purchase tickets, says there's no sale available. These are verified reseller, $80 a ticket.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck this bullshit. I'm not paying this.
I mean, I would pay $80. I don't want to pay secondary market $80.
No, yeah. I mean, if it was the band, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
But secondary market's like, no, fuck you. I'll go do something else that night. It's fine. I'll find music elsewhere.
Yeah.
Reggie's will have something going on, I bet.
Anyways, so sometimes it is, back to what we were talking about, sometimes it is FOMO of fear of them selling out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then sometimes it is, let's just get these bought and put it on our schedule.
No, I get that. I do. Because, so the four shows on 420 that we know of in the Chicagoland area, and I say Chicagoland because Godsmack is in Gary, Indiana at the casino.
Yeah.
The Huling?
Healing?
H-E-I-L-U-N-G. They're like a tribal metal band. We have that, Karen's Pick.
Yeah, that's very similar. Yeah.
Very similar, reminds me a lot. And I really want to see this. It looks fucking amazing.
Yeah.
The show does. They don't play many shows in the States. They play like five at a time.
Right.
And always in Colorado. Like, that's where they always fucking end. But this time they're going to be up in, I think, the casino in Milwaukee.
Oh, is it the casino?
I think so.
Oh, I was trying to think of what that venue was, but
it's up around Milwaukee. I think it's the Milwaukee casino, but I'm not 100% sure on that. So that's the second one. Windrose, the dwarf metal band, is going to be, where are they going to be?
They're going to be at Avondale Music Hall here in Chicago.
Oh, we've never been there.
No, we haven't.
Sweet. That'd be awesome. They're going to be out there.
Yeah.
And then I think at House of Blues is Thy Art is Murder.
Yes.
With 200 stab wounds.
No. Signs of the Swarm.
Signs of the Swarm.
200 stab wounds is going to be in the fort at the Forge. Or was at the Forge.
That recently. Same night? Or
No.
Just
no.
recently?
Yeah,
okay.
Just recently, yeah.
So yeah, those were the four shows that we were super excited to go see. But late last year, I think it was, we were at the casino again. I think to see Meshuggah.
Yeah, yeah.
And In Flames and some... Oh, Whitechapel.
Whitechapel, yeah.
And they had an advertisement in between bands for all their music coming up and whatnot. And one of them was Godsmack the Vibes Tour, an acoustic set. And that's the one we ended up getting. It's the first one we saw. It had already been announced, so we were able to, you know, miss that selling out because it didn't sell out. I don't know if it has sold out yet or not. But that's one we have nothing going on 420. Let's go do that.
Yeah.
Now all these other ones have been announced. Like, fucking Christ, this, God damn it. I want to see all of these.
I know. I was thinking about this when we were going to record this episode today. And I was like, I really would want to go to Milwaukee and see Heal Lung. I don't know how to say it. I would really, really want to see that. Windrose, I've wanted to see for a few years now. Yep. And I was just like, oh, that sucks that they're going to be here. And then Thy Art is Murder is here with Signs of the Swarm, which I just saw Signs of the Swarm, but I would really, really like to see their show again.
Yep.
And it's like, what would I have chosen? And honestly, I would not have chosen Godsmack.
Okay.
I'd probably choose to go to Milwaukee since it's a Saturday.
Okay. Like make a weekend out of it type thing? Well,
yeah, or just go for the night or whatever. But, I mean, generally we go to Milwaukee on a weekend because we can't really go during the week now that I have to go to the office.
Yep.
So I would have probably chose that. And I hate going to Indiana.
Indiana's closer than Milwaukee. It's going to be a quicker drive.
Yeah, but there's a train that goes to...
Sure, you don't have to drive then.
I think it would be unique to see that. We've seen Godsmack. We have not seen Godsmack do acoustic set. For sure, but I think that would have been a more unique night to see than somebody that we've already saw.
I kind of agree. I would have gone the same way you would have with the Huling. I'm saying there's like 12 different ways.
I know.
And right. Fucked it up so many times.
It's
H-E-I-L-U-N-G.
Yeah.
Lung. L-U-N-G is lung, right?
Yeah.
He-lung, probably.
I don't know.
I probably would have picked that one, too, but then thinking about it, I don't think I would have. I think I would have stuck with Godsmack.
Really?
Huling will be back. All these bands will be back. They will tour again. The aspect of this Godsmack tour is the acoustic set. It's a unique set that they're not going to do. There's going to be, like, a storytelling in between songs and shit. It's a much, much different experience than all of these other ones, and one that they might not ever do again.
Yeah.
So it's one of those... I love the very unique sets. We did this with the acoustic set with Wage War and All That Remains.
A Day to Remember. Wage War is That's All Matters.
Yeah. S&M 2.
Yeah.
The 40th. Disturbed. We got to do their release thing.
Yeah, at the Vic. That was really fun.
It was a normal show, but it was like a special event type thing. Like these special events that don't happen that often or with bands that often, like Metallica's never doing an SMM2 probably again. Like that was a once in a lifetime type thing.
Well, twice in a lifetime,
three times, whatever they did for the first one too, but SMM2, yeah twice. Wage War, they might do another acoustic one down the line.
Yeah, I mean they have a whole album now,
but it's not a guaranteed thing.
No,
so that's why I think I would have stuck with Godsmack, is to see this like very unique sort of show that you're not guaranteed to see again. All these other bands you're going to see again. They're going to keep touring, hopefully, unless something happens and they break up or whatnot, right? Which does happen too. So maybe this is the last time we're going to see one of these bands. They'll never tour again type thing after, right? But I think I'd still stick with Godsmack. I do want to see all these bands, and it's very frustrating. They're all booked on the same fucking night in the same like general vicinity.
Right.
Like if this was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we'd be going to all of these, all four.
Yeah. All in a row.
Boom, 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 boom. And yeah.
Like, and then we'd be calling in sick on Wednesday.
Right. Exactly. But it's one of those things like when so many things are booked on top of each other.
Yeah.
And we'd already bought tickets because again, let's buy it to, for this particular show, book it to say, all right, we're doing it. But also I was afraid maybe it does sell out and I don't want to pay secondary market and I'd rather go to a show than sit in at home watching TV.
I think it's the biggest thing to say is that we generally buy tickets the day they go on sale if it's a show we want to see or shortly after if we haven't noticed it. But we've been doing really, really good at, we follow a lot of venues and stuff so we know when things are announced. But, and then if somebody else comes, it's like, sorry, we already bought tickets for something else. I mean, it just happened recently because we went to Reggie's on Saturday night and there was a fundraising event for Feed the Beast.
Oh, there was. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah,
and we would have went to the Feed the Beast event.
Yep, yep.
But since we already had tickets for the Reggie show, it's like, well, we already bought tickets for this, so unfortunately we can't partake in that fundraiser again. Because we went last year and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously for a good reason because you're supporting kitty cats.
Yeah, yeah. So. Where is our little shit? Oh, there
he is.
He's
all the way up on the top of his tower.
Fucking asshole.
You weren't paying attention to him, so he just went to sleep.
Yep. But yeah, no, that's another one, right? Where this happens all the time where shit gets double booked. Milwaukee Metal Fest and Dark Lord Days.
Yeah.
I still haven't been to a fucking proper Dark Lord Days.
Yeah. And last year it was Milwaukee Metal Fest and Maryland Death Fest, which a lot of people like to go to as well. And I had that covered. Or maybe it's the same weekend this year.
I think last year was the same weekend.
Last year? Okay.
I can't remember.
No, I think it is two separate weekends this year because in Denver, I talked to a guy who wanted to go to Milwaukee Metal Fest, but he's already going to Maryland Death Fest. And he's like, I was like, oh, go to both. And he's like, I can't because they're two different weekends. But I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. And I think that's why we really wanted to do this episode is to say it sucks when bands announce on the same day.
Yeah, yeah.
Or when things are happening on the same day.
Yeah, and like I said, for us, we kind of pinhole ourselves to not giving us the option of what one we want to go to. We don't wait to see what else is announced on top of this.
Right.
I guess we have a couple times where we're like, well, let's hold off on this.
Yeah, there's a couple shows we have not bought yet that we've talked about going to this year.
And I guess that's
more because we hope the venue does BOGOs.
There's that too. Yes, there is that. Some venues do some BOGO deals, and we're waiting to buy those.
Yeah, because there's shows that we would go see, but they're not like, oh my God, I have to see this.
And I think we've talked about that during reviews as well, where we're like, this was an okay band. I wouldn't see them again, but I would see them again. In that particular situation,
like we would see them again if nothing else was going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they're going on sale Friday. Do you want to go? Let's wait and see if anything else gets announced. And then maybe like the week of or a few weeks before, we'll check to see if they have general sell for sell still. But if it's a secondary market, we'd still pass on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, just a quick little chat about that. Like you said, these four shows were sort of all announced on the same day over a period of time. It wasn't like all at once.
Oh, right, right.
It was sort of like a few weeks ago by, oh my God, Windrose is coming. Oh, fuck, it's 4:20. We already got shit going on. And you know, same thing for all of these bands.
Yeah.
And
Godsmack, I think it was last year that announced. Like, I feel like we've had those tickets for quite some time.
We've known about it for sure because I definitely think that was the Meshuggah show.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too.
Which was late last year.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's frustrating. But again, I think the big thing is definitely that the FOMO that's generated around how tickets are sold and bought. Because again, they're smart motherfuckers working at these companies doing this shit. They understand how people work. And you don't display the prices up front. You don't show the fees up front. You put a little ticking clock that's counting down. Like, people aren't going to think about, do I really want to spend this for fucking Godsmack? Or do I really want to spend this for Korn?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need to see them in the pit. Fuck that. No.
They're just going to be like, I want to go, so I'm going to buy these tickets.
Exactly. It's like you're in the heart of the moment and you have 7 minutes and 54 seconds, 53, 52. Like, it's.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you got to think, you got to act now because, again.
Everything in our society is that way, though, now. It's like, Do it now. Like, I don't want to wait. And maybe we need to calm down a little bit. But also, I don't want to miss shit. So we got to buy stuff to the day it goes on sale.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to pay the secondary parties. Yeah. So I'm not. Yeah. But yeah, just like I said, a quick little chat about the shit going on.
Half hour chat.
Yeah, whatever. We'll trim this down some. Maybe, maybe not.
No, really not.
But yeah, we're going to go see a show on 420. Hopefully you are too. If not, go check out Music Anywhere.
Bye.